From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. The city and borough of Juneau has reached a collective bargaining agreement with the union that represents the Juneau Police, 8 months after the last contract expired and a year after negotiations began. The Public Safety Employees Association and the city reached a tentative agreement earlier this month, and last night the Assembly passed a resolution to ratify it. The new agreement includes a 3-5% annual wage increase for 3 years of the contract, as well as lump sum payments of between $2,000 and $2,750 the next 2 years. In addition, the employer contribution for health insurance will also see increases. Juneau Police employees will also now get a day off for the Juneteenth holiday. The city made June 19th a city holiday last year. The city and police union had been at an impasse since August. The agreement and pay increases come after the city released results from a survey that asked Juneau residents about budget priorities. Public safety, police, firefighting, and EMS, and schools were both in the top three priorities respondents chose. The city remains at an impasse with the union that represents the majority of Juneau firefighters. And the Juneau School District is also at an impasse with the teachers' union. An arbitration hearing is scheduled for April. Most of the residents of the Juneau neighborhood hit hardest by annual glacial outburst flooding don't want to pay for a portion of a buyout program that would allow them to leave the flood zone. 18 homes on View Drive are located beyond the temporary levee the city built last year, and many were slammed by the record flood last summer. The federal government has offered to cover 3/4 of the cost for a buyout program that would demolish the homes and turn the land into a park. The city and borough of Juneau sent an informal poll to residents of View Drive last month, asking whether they would be willing to pay for the other 25%, using hundreds of thousands of dollars from their home payouts. If all properties participated, the total program cost would be an estimated $25 million. But of the 14 property owners who responded to the poll, just 2 wrote that they would be interested in shouldering the cost to get out. It's unusual for the Natural Resources Conservation Science. It's unusual for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the federal agency in charge of the buyout program, to sponsor a buyout for 1 or 2 properties. During a Juneau Assembly Committee meeting on Monday, members asked city staff about creative ways to pay for the program that wouldn't require landowners to shoulder the burden. The city manager told the Assembly that staff would have looked into other ideas months ago if the Assembly had directed them to. But that wasn't the direction. Denise Koch, the city's engineering and public works director, said many residents commented that they were disappointed the city asked them to pay. And she said time is of the essence.
If we're going to proceed with this project, we have to, you know, get people out of their homes before August of 2026. And that's really not that far away.
Typically, NRCS implements this program start to finish in less than a year. She says if the city decided to go ahead, the next steps would be to formally ask residents whether they'll participate, appraise the properties that move forward, and negotiate those values with the owners, at which point they could still decide to back out. Assemblymember Christine Wall said this will be a tough decision for the city to make.
Maybe this is simple as this is dead in the water. No one wants to do this. CBJ can't pay that 25%. I think that's what we decided when we asked for this poll. And the homeowners can't either.
But Wall said since the program is confusing, she wants to have an informal discussion with homeowners before deciding. Instead of making a decision about whether to move forward with the buyout, the Assembly decided it would hold a private meeting with city staff, a couple Assembly members, and View Drive residents at a to-be-determined date. And Juneau's city-owned airport was briefly at risk of an emergency closure as fleets of aircraft rescue and firefighting trucks faced maintenance issues that could have shut down air traffic if all vehicles broke down. That's according to Juneau International Airport's new manager, Andreas Delgado, who spoke to the Juneau Assembly about the situation during a joint finance committee meeting last night. He says 2 out of 3 specialized emergency vehicles needed repairs in recent weeks, which left only 1 in service. That means the airport couldn't accept some larger planes from coming to Juneau, including some Alaska Airlines planes. He says there would have been much larger impacts if all trucks were out of commission.
So what that meant for the community for a brief moment was that had that truck, the remaining truck, gotten a flat tire, we would have been at what's called an ARF-0 status, which means no air carrier service to Juneau.
Currently, 2 trucks are back in service, and the airport is back to accepting larger planes, according to Capital City Fire Rescue. But Delgado says that the airport is immediately seeking more reliable replacements, so the issue doesn't arise again. The airport is slated to receive a new truck in April, which will go into service this summer. Delgado says the airport is also seeking to obtain another vehicle as soon as possible. During the meeting, he also spoke to the airport's overall finances leading into the next fiscal year. even with the issues with the emergency vehicles. He says the airport is anticipated to come under budget this fiscal year and is in a good financial position.
Last winter was fairly mild, and de-icer, runway de-icer is very expensive, and we did not use very much of it. So there was significant cost savings there that rolled over into FY26.
Officials with Bartlett Regional Hospital were also at the Joint Finance Committee meeting. The hospital board reported a good financial standing as well ahead of the Juneau Assembly's upcoming city budget-making process. This comes as the city faces a multi-million dollar budget deficit going into next fiscal year that could result in service cuts. The hospital CEO, Joe Warner, told the Assembly that Bartlett is expected to spend more than budgeted, largely because of its push to expand services this year. But he says the hospital is projecting an increase in outpatient revenue and a positive net income in the next fiscal year.
Overall, it's been a busy year, but with, you know, new providers and new clinics come additional expenses. This is primarily to meet the demands of our patients and support the health of the hospital as we move into the future.
The Assembly's joint meeting with the airport and hospital is in preparation for its overall city budget-making process that kicks off next month. And staff shortages, heavy workloads, and burnout have stretched Juneau's fire department thin. Now a new chief is at the helm, and he wants to rebuild morale and reshape the culture inside Capital City Fire Rescue. KTOO's Mike Lane sat down with the new fire chief, Tom Hatley, to learn how he plans to accomplish that.
Chief, your first day on the job was February 9th, so how's it going so far?
So far, so good. Enjoying it, adapting pretty good, coming from Eastern Washington and to the cold tundra here in Alaska, adapting very well. Again, I hit the ground running, coming in just as I got off the airplane, meeting the folks, the firefighters, and spent a lot of time with them in the past couple of weeks, just getting to know them and getting to know the culture of the fire department.
Has there been a particular call that's stuck in your mind so far?
Oh, everything from airport emergencies all the way down to the CPR call. And I think I was witness to a pretty severe CPR call here just a couple of days ago and got to see the crews in action and see the really good teamwork, the service that we provide the citizens. And I think it really speaks volumes to our firefighters.
You were most recently the deputy fire chief for the Spokane Valley Fire Department. So how different is CCFR from that department?
We ran 23,000 calls out of 10 stations, very busy fire department in Spokane Valley. One thing that's unique about Juneau is in Spokane Valley, we have endless resources. On any fire, we could have up to 10 fire units, and you know, we can call in more if we need it. And here in Juneau, you get what you get. I think it's unique that we have to deal with stuff on our own and not rely on help. So that I think that's the biggest thing right now is just the amount of resources I had at my fingertips compared to what I have now.
So why did you want to come to Juneau? What about the community drew you here?
Well, I think it was that uniqueness of having to utilize the resources you have on hand. Again, it's an adventure. I look at this time in my life, it just seemed like the right fit, the right time. This organization is primed. I mean, lots going on, and it's a unique fire department, and I think a lot of departments in the United States would be envious of what we have here with the community health division, our EMS culture, and then the uniqueness of the rescue component that we have with all the tourists and so forth.
Yeah, the tour season's coming up.
Yes, and seeing seven cruise ships out my front door probably will be a little bit of a culture shock.
Fire departments nationwide are facing staffing shortages. So how is CCFR positioned right now? How many staff does CCFR currently have? How many positions need to be filled?
We are down 9 positions, and it's been a lot of struggle. Again, when we talk about retention, trying to get personnel out the door. We have to manage calls. We have to triage calls just due to the fact the lack of firefighters we have. Currently, we got 6 apprentices coming online by the end of May that will bolster that. And then we just put out a job announcement to hire 3 more. That should get us up to our 9. And by summer, hopefully we'll be fully staffed. And I guess retention-wise, we need to provide a department that supports them, and that's kind of why I'm here, to change that culture, be more family-centric, and again, have fun at our jobs. It's a lot of burnout, and they're so busy, and when a couple folks call in sick, they're working 24, 48. It's 24 on, 48 off. Right now, they're working 48 on, 24 off. Our crews are burned out.
Are there any equipment or facility needs that you see as priorities as well?
Well, our facilities, we need to get them up to standards. Just given our crews space, got crews sleeping right on top of each other. These are our homes away from home. So to try to bolster that, we're just busting at the seams. So just kind of upgrading our facilities would be a priority.
You mentioned the department culture. So what does a healthy fire department culture look like to you?
The vision that we're all on board to provide a great service to our citizens, but also to provide a place our employees are valued and respected. And again, being able to be heard, being short-staffed, our head's been down. We haven't been able to focus on anything but the job. So I think we need to give them some relief, and we're all in this together, and we're here to provide a great service for this amazing community.
CCFR Chief Tom Hatley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was KTFO's Mike Lane speaking with Capital City Fire Rescue's new chief, Tom Hatley, about his plans for the department. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 19 degrees and we are still getting some snow. Tonight, it looks like it might ease up on the snow with a low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, it looks like it could be sunny and dry. But starting on Saturday, there is a winter storm watch in effect from 6 a.m. until early Sunday morning. The National Weather Service predicts that heavy snow could be possible with accumulations of 6 to 9 inches.